This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Tuesday. We are upon the 11th of July. This is the DJV Experience. Happily yours. I'm Doug with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. The focus on the West Coast at the moment. Jennifer can give us an update on these wildfires, and then we'll talk about climate change and things that some would say are related to all these fires. But the video is pretty, it's pretty violent looking. It's pretty absorbing. Jennifer, it's hot there. What did you get up to yesterday where you are?
It was just about 100 degrees, maybe 99, right under 100.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you have in terms of updates? The reason, there's always going to be a reason somebody speculates this, that, or the other thing about how.
This is summer in Southern California, sadly, or California really in general. I mean, every year during this time, sadly, we see a lot of wildfires. We see a lot of heat. We live in a desert, and a lot of people, I think, forget that this is kind of, I mean, we're throwing a lot of people into an area that is desert. But, I mean, clearly there are a lot of fires burning, and it's very scary stuff for the people affected by them. I'm okay in Southern California. So far, so good for me. I mean, there was over the weekend a receiving station from the DWP that blew, and a lot of people lost power. But the largest of the fires in the state that's burning right now is the Alamo Fire. It's, I think, at about 30,000 acres. It broke out last week in San Luis Obispo County, and then the fire spread to Santa Barbara County. So that's the scope of it, is it actually crossed county lines. And 130 structures right now are threatened. There's wineries and a lot of vineyards in that area, some of them in Santa Maria, some of them in Santa Barbara County. And so many, many people in the wine industry are being affected, because what you may not think about is that even if the winery itself is not threatened by fire, the smoke in the air can actually threaten your crop, because the grapes pick up their surroundings. So you'll actually have a vintage that's really smoky, depending on what's going on in the air or the ash that falls into the soil. So that's always a concern for winemakers. There's another fire called the Whittier Fire that's also burning in Santa Barbara County. This one's by Lake Kachuma. That one's a little smaller and easier to control, but it's still there. And then in Butte County, there are still evacuation orders. I think 4,000 people or so are out in that area. So Governor Brown has called a state of emergency in Butte County because he wanted to activate the National Guard to help battle that fire.
Mm-hmm. So you look at this, you think about it, there are a lot of people who will attribute the situation to climate change. There's a new study, yet another study out today that many of you may be interested in. Basically, it assesses how the temperature you're experiencing increases as the amount of agriculture, amount of labor, amount of crime in your area. So temperature affects climate change, and temperature also affects things like crime. The research found that every 1 degree costs 1.2% of the country's GDP, the gross domestic product, which is $200 billion. So the hotter it is, the slower we are, the more people want to rob banks. I don't know why the hotter it is. Is that what's happening in California?
See, that's so ridiculous to me. That is absolutely ludicrous. It's like when we were talking last week about the kid who raped the girl behind a trash can. You say, okay, I'm going to rape a girl because I'm drunk. Okay, it's hot, so I'm going to go rob a bank or go shoot somebody? No. I mean, I've never been hot enough to want to go shoot somebody or do something like that. That's
kind of
but
thing.
It, you know,
but the interesting thing about that, though, is a friend of mine who's a police officer in North Jersey has always called very hot, humid weather domestic violence weather because people drink way more. And he said that when the weather is hot, there's always an uptick in crime, whether it's petty theft or grand theft or whatever, breaking into cars, looting, just it's stupid, drunken behavior.
But those are people that would already already bad people.
We're not talking about bad people. We're talking about the incidents. I buy this, actually. I think that this makes sense.
He said domestic violence calls like double in weather like that.
Yeah, and I always wonder, you know, in Baltimore City, we talk about stoop sitting. Everyone has a stoop, and if a lot of people don't have air conditioning, then they're outside sitting on their stoops. And I just think it has something to do with the fact that more people are outside.
Yeah.
And more people are outside interacting with each other. And for some reason, it just leads to more crime.
I'm not even sure that that's what is the focus here. I just feel that the heat makes people crazy. There's something on both sides of this. To go back to what Jennifer was saying, the people who are likely to do it are likely to do it. And the trigger is the heat. What the trail here is that if we were to curb the problems with climate change, we would have less violence. That may be, but it doesn't mean that people who have a tendency for violence are only triggered by heat. Is that too confusing?
Because when you're talking about here's the thing, though. When you're talking about climate change or when you're talking about global warming, you're talking about what we actually feel as fractions of a percentage. So you can't tell me that somebody is going to go nuts off of 1/10 of a percentage of a temperature that's going up. I mean, I don't know. I don't buy that. I don't give people I can't imagine that the free pass could be handed out because it's hot outside. I mean, you do things.
Oh, I don't think it's a free pass.
Right or they're wrong. Not because it's hot outside.
Well, see, the thing is I don't think that it's related to climate change, but I do think that it's a statistic that people commit more crimes in the summer. I just think that whether there's climate change or not, I don't think that's the issue here. I think it's going to be hot regardless because it's always hot in the summer. Whether it's 99 or 92, it's still going to be hot and people are still going to do stuff. It's not a free pass, and I hope that, you know, people catch whoever is robbing banks or domestically abusing someone or whatever. Like, it being summer isn't an excuse. It's just...
But it's more likely to happen.
Yeah, it's more likely to happen. But that's a thing that's been the case for I don't know how long. At least in Maryland and Baltimore, that's always kind of been a thing that you know is that crime rates are higher in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a city thing. Chicago, it's always higher. New York City, where I live, is always higher in the summer. And I do think Kara's onto something with just the amount of people who are outside. They're outside, they're drinking, it's hot, tempers flare. Gang violence is always higher in the summertime, too. I mean, there is a correlation, and I don't necessarily know if it's climate change related, but it is heat related.
I have I just have a harder time going into that because I live on the West Coast when people are out all year round. You guys live on the East Coast when there are months when it's cold and people stay indoors because it's cold outside. So I guess maybe that's the cultural difference, maybe. Mm.
Looking at these pictures from the fires is very chilling. There are a number of pictures that were originated yesterday from events that are taking place. The picture of the fires, then there's this picture of this woman who's got her child, and the trigger and the bomb that she has. Did you see those pictures?
Mm-mm. No.
There's an Iraqi television station that captured a picture of this woman carrying her child, and she is a member of Daesh and apparently a suicide bomber. She blows herself up and the baby near Iraqi troops, and you should the results of it devastating in terms of how much damage was done in the immediate area. But the fact that these people are so dedicated to this horror and that they bring their children along with them, she was killed, the child was killed, some soldiers were killed, civilians were killed, and so this nonsense, this craze goes on and on and on. And I wouldn't probably have brought this up except we're talking about how dramatic pictures, you know, the old business about pictures say 1,000 words. These Daesh people are using children as human shields. It's really It's pretty amazing. And we get away from it somehow. The traction, the drama that's created by sometimes the news media focus is not appropriate or accurate, but here it's hard not to sort of wrap yourself around it and think, what kind of human being? Where is their value?
Yeah.
But they don't think like we do. That's the other thing. The West thinks one way. People who have this, and they're more Eastern than not.
They think they're dying for honor.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually think there's honor in doing what they're doing. So, yeah, I mean, of course they're going to bring their children or their wives. And I think the thing that's more remarkable than anything is that typically women weren't allowed to do the suicide bombings and all of that. And now that seems to become it's more commonplace for sure.
Well, listen, the women are before the men because the women have less value than the men. That's part of the
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's been going on since like the 80s,
well,
right?
It's not even about less value. It's about allowing them to have the greatness of God. Because, see, when they blow something up, they're going to heaven with virgins, and like men usually want to have that reserved for themselves, that honor. Mm-hmm. But now you're seeing that shift to have a lot of women involved. So.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, but sobering. I would say those are the things the global jihadism that is there. The question that's so frustrating is, how does it stop? It's just, how does it go away? How do you? All right, enough sobering conversation. When it comes to the heat, I have a suggestion. If you are carrying water, I have water and Gatorade in the truck with me on the farm all the time. There are new studies. I study every day. You know how I love to look at some of these things and either laugh at them or think, oh, that makes sense. That's helpful. Those of you who reuse, you have a water bottle. I have one of these metallic bottles that Meredith got me that you put water in and it keeps it cold. If you are refilling your water bottle, and you want to save money and stay healthy and be green, a study that found water bottles themselves harbor huge levels of harmful bacteria. Is there anything that's healthful or healthy anymore? The research reveals that drinking from the average refillable bottle can be many times worse than licking your dog's toy.
Ew.
That's kind of gross, isn't it? Huh?
Who does that?
Ugh. I don't know.
Is it just because people don't clean their refillable water bottles? Or?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
This is not to interrupt the study, but this is the most frustrating thing to me. And I mean, that's a simple thing to do, cleaning your water bottle. But it just feels like every day there's something new that says, well, this thing that you thought was healthy is not mm-hmm. healthy. And that's why people don't eat healthy, because they give up. And that's why I feel like giving up half the time.
Here's the stat. The study finds the average water bottle has 313,000 colony-forming units of bacteria. In comparison, the average dog toy has 2,937. All right, food for thought. 19, food for licking, actually. Ugh. 19 past the hour of the DJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This hour, 23 after the hour, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara with the services of Maren Morris, who I've been taught this year is quite an accomplished and up-and-coming singer. That's, I think, with Jennifer. Well, you all seem to be aware of Maren Morris now, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm not a huge fan of, this is nitpicky because I like her.
It's the song you don't like.
80s verse, 80s. I don't know. It's just the way she draws it out. Her phrasing freaks me out a little.
She and singer-songwriter Ryan Hurd have become engaged, Jennifer. She shared the news on Instagram where she posted a series of photos that show off her new ring. Who's done that? The first image of a of the diamond ring with an emoji. Yes, I am engaged. So what's the story with him? I don't know.
He travels with her, right?
He opened the tour for her. I saw her on tour in, I don't know, March, sometime earlier this year, and he was the opening act, which, by the way, I'm always a little bit nervous about. I would not tour with someone that I was dating. That doesn't seem like a great idea, unless you're Tim McGraw and you've been married for, I don't know, 20 years. But he was good. He was a little awkward, but he's a country singer, too, and a songwriter.
Awkward in what way?
You know, some people just have the charisma and the stage presence. He's like really tall and kind of lanky, and he hadn't really figured out how to hold the microphone and like dance yet. He was just kind of like, you would understand if you saw, he was just kind of like standing there and like doing a little like shimmy and like moving his shoulders kind of awkwardly. And I just, the entire time I wanted him to hold a guitar or hold the mic stand or just like something so he could do something with his hands instead of just moving them awkwardly. But that's nitpicky, too. I'm sure I would be awkward on stage if I was in his place.
So they posted, we've been friends for a couple of years. There was always this writing chemistry in the room, and eventually the timing of it was undeniable. We had such a foundation built off writing so many songs over the years that we were saying to ourselves, why are we avoiding this? It's kind of nice. I think it is important to be friends. You tell good stories about your friendship with your betrothed, Victoria, about being friends. Sometimes you do it backwards. You you get to be friends after you're lovers, but being friends first is probably the smartest way of assuring a long-term focus, if that's what you want.
It seems to be working for us, so yeah.
Good. So Verano,
for a weekend.
I know, right?
All right, round of applause now for Debbie Boone and Pat Boone. Pat's the father, Debbie's the daughter. They performed their chart hits together 40 years ago this summer. Debbie Boone, 40 years ago, You Light Up My Life? My God, that was the biggest hit of the 1970s. I forgot it's been that long. Woo! So she's going to commemorate the occasion by performing the song on the 11th of next month in an event dubbed Icons of Aging. I should be the announcer. Where she'll sing on the same stage as Pat Boone, who will perform his hit song, Love Letters in the Sand, which 60 years ago this summer was number one for 5 weeks in a row. That'd be kind of cool. Debbie Boone says she still sings You Light Up My Life regularly. She doesn't perform with her father that much. The lyrics are transcending. Couples use it as their wedding song. What do you have for music, Victoria? I didn't ask you this. At your
wedding, didn't have any music.
No music.
No, yeah. We just did a luncheon.
Another reason you could have invited me.
He would have sang.
The reason
for
I didn't invite you, I didn't want you to sing.
I sang along last night with the Moody Blues and some of the songs.
Oh, I bet everyone around you loved it.
Well, it was so much noise you really couldn't hear it. They were protecting you. It was so noisy. Anyway, so it's nice to have these. Debbie Boone is 60. Pat Boone is 83. They're going to be in La Mirada. Jennifer. 28 past the hour.
Quit hitting yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anyone who has siblings is likely familiar with the juvenile game that children play to tease their younger brothers or sisters by holding them down and then playfully making them hit themselves with their own hands while they laughingly and mockingly say, "Quit hitting yourself! Quit hitting yourself!" Being the youngest of three children, I remember actually hitting myself a lot growing up. But that's all part of the fun of childhood. Another more serious form of hitting ourselves occurs when we beat ourselves up mentally. And we seem to do that all throughout life. Look, life's tough enough from the outside. So by all means, quit hitting yourself mentally. Be easy on yourself. Because you absolutely deserve your support. For more on life and how to be compassionate with yourself, visit DrChristianConti.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The hour now. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are here along with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are listening to a conversation with various perspectives. I think that the healthy conversations that we have about things like climate change, global warming, that sort of thing, are healthy because they bring back various options for how to solve a problem. And that is one of my goals always here, tell good stories. And if there is a lesson to be learned, that's cool. Not necessarily like Ding Dong School, but I've always thought that it was smart to be smart. For example, to prove my point, did you ladies know that there are 38,000 species of spiders on the planet?
Ugh.
38,000 that they've discovered. But the science of this is that there probably are as many more that have not yet been discovered. Really? 38,000 species of spiders. It sounds like it could be a song from the Moody Blues, huh? species of spiders. So, Jen,
yes.
Back to the situation with the fire and the heat and what you were telling us about the power grid in Southern California sort of clicked off on Sunday. There is continuing investigation into Russian hacking when it comes to the election. But there also is there's a thought that the hackers have targeted energy companies in places the Russians are trying to have influence, for example, in Ukraine. Hmm. The parliament there, one of the members of the parliament told a member of the press that an attack on the power grid is one of the methods used to destabilize that country. So if they can destabilize that country, then they can destabilize any country, right? I mean, can you imagine?
I have to tell you, after being out of power this weekend, it's one of the things that crossed my mind, how just terribly unprepared we all are. I mean, here I am living in California, where we should be ready to experience an earthquake at any moment. We all talk about how we should have earthquakes for preparedness,
right.
Kids.
Yes, right.
And, then you've got a dead battery when you're looking for a flashlight. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you need to be checking just as part of your rotation, maybe when you clean your house. And I give this instruction to myself, because over the weekend in Southern California, 140,000 people were without power because this receiving station in Northridge, California, a DWP, Department of Water and Power station, caught fire because of the overuse of people's power and electricity. It was really a hot, hot, scorching day. Everybody had their air conditioning going, and it blew out this power station. Black smoke was flying into the air. Now, the fire department actually got it out pretty expeditiously. I mean, they got it out within an hour, I think, but it left people without power, without air conditioning, no lights, street lights are out, and it was so eerie that we don't have a backup plan. I had gone to dinner, and I was telling you guys this off the air, I had gone to dinner in Malibu Canyon, and so as I was crossing down into the valley, it was so weird to look out where you normally see tons of lights just to see these big pockets of blackness. And while I was waiting, and again, it's scary because all of the street lights were out, while I was waiting to cross Ventura Boulevard, which is a huge artery in the San Fernando Valley, all of the lights flipped back on as I was sitting waiting for it to be our turn to cross the boulevard. But my mom was with us, and she was trying to get home, and she said as she was trying to get up to the freeway where there were no lights on in the valley, people were walking out in the middle of the street. They're like running around in the street because it's dark, and you have cars coming at trying just to get where they need to go, and it made for a really, really scary situation.
So how dependent we are is something that most people don't even know, because it is now, depending on your age, something like paved roads. It's something you just accept. It's part of life. It's the food comes to a grocery store kind of thinking. It just is the way we think. And yet this sort of thing will throw, and I don't mean to be over, I don't like, there's a strange sense of the craziness of worrying about everything, and that's what the news media has done, ruined. I think the news media contributes to the destabilization of life, and the quality of life is less. But the other side of it is having people think about this sort of thing. So how many people, out of 10 people, do you think 3 will listen to that warning and somehow be prepared? If that, for example, I've been talking about having this Champion generator installed in my house. So if the power grid went out, I'd have power. But
how long does that last?
Long as the gas supply lasts. The gas is, I have natural gas pumped in from the source, so I could run forever on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I had, at the farm, I have a generator runs off the power takeoff of the tractor, so that would, as long as you keep fuel in the tractor, it'll have power. But this is something that most people on farms are prepared for, especially depending on where they're located. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, the power goes out all the time, need to have a generator. I'll never forget actually going across the desert, Jennifer, driving, I forget, it wasn't on the 10, but it was a fairly major road, and it's like 85 miles. It was someplace in New Mexico, 85 miles between one town and the next, and therefore gas station 85 miles away. And in the middle of this is an oasis. Some entrepreneurial sort has set up a gas station in the middle of this area. There's nothing else around for miles in either direction, and he has no power. He has a generator. So he has a gas station run by his own generator, and he charges $10 a gallon for gasoline. Because I know, because I went there, because I didn't know, the first time I ever went on that road, I didn't know how long it was between one town and another. And I'm looking at the gas gauge, and it goes down, and those who know me know that I sometimes run it a little bit low on fuel, or I'm not as well prepared as others who fill up their tank when it gets to be half full. But it just is, it's one of those. It's a gender sort of thing. Men do that and women don't, right? Would you?
Oh, absolutely not. My dad will lecture me from here to next Tuesday if I don't have gas in my tank. Are you kidding? If I just try to eke by, which I constantly try to do, oh my gosh. And my cousin Eric, they're all from the same family. He'll get nervous when it's like a quarter of a tank. I'm like, please, we have plenty of gas. Yeah. No.
I know someone who's from that school. All right, speaking of school, let's get informed as to what's going on in the world of sports. A couple of very compelling items of interest here with Jennifer and Victoria in the focus. Let's start, Victoria, with the Houston Rockets announcing the signing of a guy who used to be Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend. Wow, that's a reason to sign him up right there.
He hasn't been there, please.
I know. Well, she may have let the wrong basketball player go because he now broke a record. James Harden is his name. He plays for the Houston Rockets, and he just got an extension worth $170 million over the next 4 years. And last July, he actually signed a $118 million extension. And so now, through the end of his contract, he will have earned $228 million, which is an NBA record.
And are you suggesting that Khloe Kardashian is a money-grubbing you-know-what, and she would have been more interested in this guy because he's got more money? Are you suggesting that?
I mean, I guess to her credit, she did break up with him knowing that he did have all that money, so I don't know. Maybe, I mean, she has enough of her own. She doesn't have that kind of money, but she has enough of her own. Right. But they're putting, obviously, a ton of money into James Harden, and you know, the Rockets owner says that since he arrived in Houston, he's exhibited incredible work ethic and desire to win and a passion to be the best. So we'll see how it goes for Houston next season.
Didn't the Celtics just sign somebody new that was sort of cut out of the same cloth? I'm trying to remember a lot of local
hoopla. I forget his name, but yes.
Yeah,
lots of hoopla. Yep.
You can check with our producer, Lewis, sports producer, Lewis.
I'll have to go wake him up.
Yeah. All right. And meanwhile, Jennifer, this pay-per-view fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. What an outrage.
This is supposed to be a really big one. And by the way, before we get started here, is there a basketball player that a Kardashian hasn't dated yet? I just
I know, right?
That. Maybe they're the ones. Okay. The Mayweather-McGregor fight getting lots of attention. If it didn't seem like it was already just an incredibly blatant money grab, the pay-per-view price has just set fans over the edge. According to the LA Times, the price for this fight, which will be held on August 26th in Vegas, has been set at $89.95. It'll cost $10 more for the high-definition broadcast. So you're looking at $100 if you want it in high def, which most UFC fans are left wondering why in 2017 is there an extra charge for HD when everybody already has HD TV. It is the same price as Mayweather's fight against Manny Pacquiao back in 2015, which was a fight that disappointed viewers because it went all 10 rounds without a clear winner, and Mayweather was eventually determined to be the winner by judges. But this time, fans are being asked to pay $100 to watch a retired boxing legend who hasn't fought professionally since 2015 fight a UFC star who has zero professional boxing experience. Critics of the publicity stunt say the promoter's greed may end up biting them
in the
rear end.
So how much do the fighters get out of this?
Out of the pay-per-view money?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the promoters probably get something, which trickle down to the fighters. But the fighters are getting, I mean, they're doing this for money. So they're getting in the millions to do this. Yeah.
I actually heard that this was I heard crazy numbers from Mayweather getting a guaranteed $20 million up to $100 million as the numbers being tossed around. So, and they don't even, the thing is, though, they're still working out what the rules are going to be because boxing and UFC have totally different rules. So they have to figure out some sort of middle ground of, okay, well, how can we.
Those kinds of things, no?
With UFC?
Yeah.
Well, you know, UFC,
is
they
that
kick
the cage,
and, you know,
is that the cage deal? You put your
yeah, mixed martial arts. But Mayweather is just a straight-up boxer, so they've got to figure out what the rules are going to be. So I think it's just going to end up being a big mess, personally.
All right, here's something Talking about audiences growing for this sort of thing. Audiences for competitive video gaming has grown. There's a company called Esports that's becoming one of the hottest industries. Super League Gaming, one of the largest amateur sports leagues, received $15 million in investments this past week. Investors include high-profile entertainment companies like Nickelodeon, produce films like Iron Man 3. So they're putting money into that sort of thing because they know people will pay attention. Nickelodeon is interested in esports because gaming is an important passion point for children. Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you serious?
What am I missing?
I mean, video. Well, video
children,
games.
Where are they getting the money? Where's the
money? Well,
their
parents are
from?
Buying them video games.
Right.
But this is different. This is also competitive video gaming. Like, you're watching a team of video gamers play against another team. This is the equivalent.
So boring.
It's so boring. It's the equivalent of watching poker. Yeah, and like poker after dark or whatever, you know, when people are just sitting there playing poker. It's the same thing, but kids are watching this because they're watching these professional gamers use different tips and tricks to get to other levels. So that's why kids are watching it.
Wow. All right, well.
No more playing outside.
Ain't my car. Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard enough to get children outside now with all of the devices they have. I've noticed, I think I said this, didn't I? A week or so ago about how weak millennials look in comparison to other. They just don't look like they have any strength. They don't have any. There's no heft to most of the millennials that I see them, especially the men. The men look just like weaklings. Young men look weak to me. Is that me, or is that something that...
I wonder if gym memberships are down with millennials, because a lot of millennials are still stuck living at home, so they don't have discretionary income for $100 a month for a gym membership.
There's a gender gap, it turns out, in physical activity levels, according to a new study from the National Institute of Health. The study looked at anonymous smartphone data to see how physically active people in various age groups are in various places around the world. Each of the smartphones has a mini accelerometer on it. Researchers able to pull data. How do they do that? Are they just, it's like they're paying attention? Do you have to give them the smartphone, or can they just grab it from someplace in a cloud?
You give permission when you use an app on your smartphone. You give permission for the app developer to look at some of the data. And so that's how they're able to aggregate all that data from whoever is using the fitness app that they tracked.
I have a problem with that, but if you sign up for it and you know the fine print, that's one thing.
Yeah, you give them permission.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's problematic here, countries with higher activity inequality, like in our country, women are less likely to be active than men. I don't agree with that at all. The women I see at the ages you all are much more physical than the men are in many instances. I see women much more involved in walking, exercising, working out at the gym. I think that
maybe there's an age thing, and once women become moms, there's a mom factor here too. There are some moms who are really fit, but then there are a lot of other moms. Like, if you look at different parts of the country, the men are definitely thinner than the women, and I don't know.
I don't consider thinness to be a sign.
Well, it's a study of obesity, but obesity too.
There's a thing about muscle that's important to understand. 10 before the hour.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Right now, 53 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan and I are going to amaze you, enthrall you, by testing your geek chic. So I'm going to ask a few questions of Victoria and see how this all fits together. Let's find out whether maybe we should do this with Kara, too. What do you think, Victoria?
All right. Sure.
I'm very geek chic.
The idea here is to, for example, how many functioning computers do you have in your home? How many do you have in your home, Victoria?
Well, we have two laptops.
Two laptops. You don't have a PC?
No. Okay. We're both MacBook users.
I got it. Okay. What about you, Kara? How many functioning computers do you have in your home?
Also two laptops.
Two. One for you and one for your roommate?
Yes.
Okay.
I also have, you know, an iPad. Does that fit in that category?
Yeah, does that count? Because we have an iPad as well.
Computers, I don't think iPads are considered to be computers. I think laptops and PCs are, right?
I mean, tablets are, you know, an iPad's a tablet, so.
All right, I'm going to test.
I guess that's part of the quiz.
We're going to find out how geeky these two are as we continue here right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. It's always a good time.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $13.89 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, we're now testing, and you can take this test at home to find out how geeky you are. There's a point, and I'll explain when we get to the end of this, as to how geeky you are. You're either stuck in the last century, you're ready for geekdom, or you're seriously nerdy. Those are the three categories of how you'll shake.
You better
out.
Keep score, too.
Oh, really? Well,
Mr. Flipphone, yeah.
No, I have...
I know, you have an iPhone now.
I have four computers in my house. So there, I beat you both.
I think you probably have about four times as much space as us, or more.
Well, I could be. Yeah. Do you have a home network? Yes? No? Victoria?
I don't have my own network, no.
All right. What about you, Kara?
No, I don't either.
All right. What kind of computer do you use, Mac or Windows? Both of you
Mac.
Are Mackers, right?
No, I'm Windows.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of each. Do you miss an internet phone or a voice over internet protocol service? Do you use one of those at home?
Internet phone is like Skype, right? And FaceTime.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. On occasion, yes.
Yeah. What about you?
No, not normally.
Uh-huh. Which of the following terms have you used in email? Let's see. I don't even understand what these are.
Oh, are they like email sign-offs?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, IMHO.
Never.
BRB, be right back.
Yeah, I say
always.
I say BRB sometimes.
LOL, laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Always.
And sometimes do I get extra points if I say those in real life? Like, instead of saying be right back, I just say BRB. Not even in a text, I just say BRB.
Right.
Which game systems are you playing most often? Xbox, PlayStation?
None
of the above. I don't think we're that geeky.
Which of these devices have you connected to your TV? Slingbox? Rabbit? Neither of them.
The equivalent of Sling is PlayStation View, which is what we use.
Okay. Have you ever posted a photo from your cell phone directly to the web? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. So you both are headed to geekdom, but you're not
there. We're not quite there yet. Thank you.
Not quite in geekdom yet. Nice to know. 59 past the hour.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.